I'll call the Board of Equalizations to order. I know, but you still got, I still have to make a statement. It's okay. Is that all right? We're pleased to report that all real property tax appeals have been settled by the assessor to the satisfaction of the property owners. So there is no need to convene the Board of Equalization. We'll move directly into our regular council meeting agenda. Call to order regular meeting of the Unalaska City Council to order at 6:02 p.m. on Tuesday, May 10th. I'll ask Councilman Bell to read the mission statement.
The city's mission statement is to provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. This time I'll call, ask City Clerk, please call the roll.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
Present.
Mr. Tungle?
Here.
And Mr. Tudyakov?
Here. Thank you. We do have a quorum. This time, please stand and join us as I ask Councilman Luby to read us in the lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. Welcome to the City Council chambers. Visitors that are seated in the chambers at this time, we got a great looking crowd here tonight. Thank you for being with us. Next item is our awards presentation by Police Chief Jay King and Community Sergeant Peter Gurney for a badge presentation by Department of Public Safety to Honorary Sergeant Bereskin.
I don't click it. Okay. All right. I'm used to dispatching. For many years, Alvin Bereskin, also known as Sergeant B, has taken an active role in helping to keep the community safe. He has served as a one-man neighborhood watch for Unalaska. He has regularly volunteered to be a designated driver for weekend bargoers and notified public safety whenever he has obtained urgent weather information that may affect the community. Sergeant B has conducted regular watches of downtown Unalaska and notifies public safety when he observes suspicious or dangerous activity. He also regularly provides his perspective on what he feels the department could do to better serve the community. Alvin's commitment to the community where he was born and raised and his continued support of public safety make him an asset to our community. Public safety's core values spell out the word ALUT. This stands for accountability, loyalty, excellence, understanding, and trust. Mr. Bereskin's selfless actions and spirit align with the core values expected of department members. With this in mind, all of us at Unalaska Public Safety are proud to make Alvin Bereskin an honorary officer. Tonight, we present Alvin Bereskin with his very own department badge.
Sergeant B, it is with my distinct honor and pleasure that I present you with an honorary officer, Unalaska Department of Public Safety badge. This is yours, and this is just a small token.
There you go, Alvin.
Let me borrow that sometimes, huh?
Don't worry, Alvin. Congratulations, Alvin. Congratulations, Alvin. Thank you for your service. Mr. Bereskin.
Congratulations.
Good job. Okay. Well, that was nice. Okay, thank you, Alvin, and Chief King, and Community Sergeant Peter Gurney. Our next item is item six, adoption of the agenda. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda?
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Nicholson. Are there any changes, corrections?
I'll make a motion to amend the agenda by removing resolution 2022-20 to be held on in a special meeting with an executive session on Thursday, May 12th.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Tungo to remove item 226. No, wait. 2022-20 and bring it up on the special meeting on May 12th at 6 p.m. Also, during the May 12th meeting, we'll be doing the mill rate setting first reading.
Sorry, I forgot to add that into the motion, is that to set the mill rate at that meeting also.
Okay, with a second.
Yeah, I second.
Okay, we have two items at the special meeting at 6 p.m. Any further discussion on the amended agenda? Hearing none. Have a roll call, please.
So on the motion to amend the agenda, Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 6-0, the First Amendment has passed. The removal of one item and addition of a special meeting with two items on May 12th. Any further discussion on the agenda?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to add an executive session tonight's agenda to discuss the hiring of interim city manager.
Been a motion to include an executive session for a discussion of interim city manager by Councilman Bell. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Robinson. Discussion? Yeah.
We've approved changing the resolution 2022-20 to Thursday. We'll have at least two counselors out of town at that time who won't be able to participate in the executive session. By having discussion tonight, no action will be taken, but we can discuss the expectations of that interim city manager between the councilors.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion? Hearing none. Councilman Tongo.
Well, when we did the city manager, when we did not renew the our contract, there's only four council, and you guys went ahead. What's the difference? I'm just wondering, why can't we move it and get more idea? Because we never heard anything before that about Mr. Laddick. So I'm just asking, what difference does it make?
Councilman Robinson.
If I could answer that, it would give council members Nicholson and Bell a chance to chime in, because they'll both be gone on the 12th. They're leaving tomorrow off the island. I understand that we did that at the initial one, but we were under a specific time constraint, the contractual time obligation with the renewal of City Manager Reinders' contract. So that's the difference.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. The motion is to add the executive session at the end of this regular meeting for discussion of interim city manager. Roll call, please.
Certainly. On the second motion to amend the agenda, Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
On a vote of 6-0, the Second Amendment passes, and we have addition of the executive session after this meeting tonight. Any further changes or to the agenda? Hearing none, roll call on approval of the amended agenda.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Roll call vote 6-0. The amended agenda has been approved. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of previous meeting, April 26th, 2022. May I have a motion and a second, please?
Move to adopt the minutes of April
26,
2022.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Tungle to approve the minutes. If there is no objection, and hearing no objection, the minutes are approved. The next item is item 8, reports, and the first one is financials for March. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. In your packet, you'll see two different versions of the financial report. So this is what Jim Sharp had kind of given you a heads up on a month or so ago. So we wanted to make sure you had the version that you're used to seeing, and then also this newer version, which we're trying to put together to be a little bit more clear and useful in describing the financial situation of various departments and funds. So Jim is not on the line tonight, but we still are have him assisting with the financial reports behind the scenes. So if you have questions, we will document what those questions are and get back with you in pretty quick order. So.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions at this time? If not, we could, city manager mentioned, take the questions and get them back to you and when Jim gets back online with us. Okay. No further questions, so I'll move on to the next item. The city manager report. I'll turn this over to city manager.
Yes, the manager's report is in your packet. I have a couple of updates. We did receive news today that there are now, the clinic has identified two positive COVID cases on the island. There are community cases related to travel. We should be updating. If it hasn't been updated already, we'll update the our COVID dashboard. So really, those are the first cases that we're aware of that have tested positive in the clinic for quite some time. So I think we're doing well. And as I noted in the manager's report, people might be hearing of folks testing positive, but I suspect people might hear more of that. And we're not reporting on that because of the increased use of the at-home tests. I think it's just kind of becoming part of our new norm, right? Not to overuse that, but so just kind of be aware of that. The clinic nor the city really might not be aware of cases because folks are managing and they're testing at home. The other bit of exciting news that is not included in the manager's report is an announcement that Trident shared with us today that they are now exploring the development, potential development of a processing plant on their LFS's newly acquired property down on Captain's Bay Road. The city staff is already working on coordinating some meetings with them moving forward to see how we can work together. So exciting news, and happy to answer other questions that you might have.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you. Any questions for city manager? Councilman Robinson.
I'm sorry. That time of year again, the roads get really dusty, and we're blowing around, and they are particularly bad, the roads that are not paved. I see road graders driving around on them with their blades up, but it'd be nice to have water trucks or something else to get that to control the dust, because it's bad. It's really bad. The other thing is in the city manager's report, you touch on the GCI fiber project. I'm the one that asked the question about the crossing of the bridge. I know when we first started the discussions back in October of 2020, the council was adamantly opposed to GCI utilizing existing conduit for spare conduit. And I see on February 9th, 2021, in the city manager's report, the joint trenching agreement was discussed there, and what it said then was to be obtaining permission to install conduit across the three bridges, including a South Bay Bridge. So at that point, on the 2/9 of 21, in the city's manager's report, we had discussed that we would help GCI obtain permits to get across the bridge. And then on when we finalized the agreement, which is probably bad on me, those items were disregarded and not put into the SOW or as a statement of work. It was dropped out of there, and that is a problem for me, because if we happen to lose an electric line at the bridge, it's going to cost this city dearly to be able to be able to, you know, have something available. And if, you know, if it happens to take out any other portion of the utility, it creates a problem for the city. There's a reason that we put those spares in the ground, and that reason was to take care of emergency situations that the city may arise on city provided utilities. And I tell you what, I'm a little disappointed for not catching that when we did the final approval of this. But being that just months earlier we were discussing it, I was fine with us assisting GCI to get to that. It's a city asset, and it's going to be tied up for long term. And I would assume that we would do like we do with all other utility easements is for a long term like that, when it's tying up a city asset, that we have some sort of council input on it. So I don't know that I'm seeking an answer on this, but I'm not pleased with them using that, the only spare that we have in there. So
yeah, certainly this is a complex situation, and I can just assure council that a lot of city staff time and professionals have been very engaged in this the whole time, including our Department of Utilities, and really they felt 100% confident, comfortable with moving forward with this, and certainly we were behaving in a way that was consistent with what council had approved. So that's what I'll say about that.
Okay, thanks. Well, with the good news of Trident doing major development and head of Coppins Bay, it seems to me more important now than ever, especially with the cost of fuel, to look forward to geothermal. I mean, that is the future for this community and development. And you just, I think that the city is doing a great job in trying to get that process going, but I think it should be moved up in some kind of priority level other than number six or whatever it is at this point. But that's for next discussions, I guess, down the road. And funding is starting to seep through the system in the federal government and the state for this project. Not as fast as I'm sure the OCCP group would like it to be, but it is moving. And look forward to working with the OCCP group to get it done. Any further comments for the city manager on the report? Okay, thank you. Our next item is item 9, community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or to make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. Everyone gets 3 minutes, and the council will not engage.
Thank you, Mayor. Go. I'm Roger Blakely, Parks and Recreation Department Director. I just want to take the time today to thank the community for the work on the community cleanup. We are approaching numbers that we had pre-pandemic, and the community has really stepped up, and our island looks great. So I encourage you to continue. Days like today have been great. But I just want you to know that I'm thankful for your efforts, and I'm thankful for the program and all the people that are participating. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Roger. And I'd like to say thank you to the the city workers that have been out there collecting these bags and picking them up in a timely manner. That is also important. I appreciate their effort. The community is doing a good job, great job in keeping, picking up and putting everything in them, little yellow bags. And so keep it up. We've got a few more days.
Hi, Nice Rankin with the Unalashka Corporation. And on behalf of the Unalashka Corporation, we just want to thank the roads crew and anybody else that was at the city working to help set up everything for the George Fox Memorial that will happen on the 30th. I know they worked hard with our maintenance department and some staff from the office, and we really appreciate it. It's looking wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Denise. Yeah, those guys did a great job up there. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. There's been several eagles that are identified with this avian flu on the island. So watch out. Don't interact with any birds, or don't let your pets interact with any of the birds that may be ill. And if you see one, there's a phone number that you can call, and it's Fish and Wildlife's sick and injured bird hotline, which is 866-527-3358.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else in the community for announcements? Anyone on phone or Zoom?
Yes, sir, I have one. Mr. Kelty, I'm sending you an unmute request.
Yes, good evening, Mayor and City Council members. My name is Frank Kelty, for the record. First off, I'd like to join in with everybody else congratulating Sergeant Breskin. I received for many, many years phone calls, updates from the sergeant letting me know what was going on and wanting to know what the hell I was going to do about it. but well-deserved. Thank you to Public Safety for bestowing that honor on Alvin, or Sergeant Breskin. Well-deserved. And Alvin, if you are in the audience there, thank you for your many years of service to our community. You're a very, very special individual. My second comment is on one item in the city manager report, and that has to do with the salmon drone survey work. I just wanted to put in my 2 cents of support for that project. I don't haven't seen the new proposal from Andy or what the cost is or anything, but I think his work is very valuable from the people that I have contact with, from ADF&G. They think we are developing a very important database with this. Hopefully our partners in this program with the city will be able to continue with it. But I think it's very important, and, you know, it has expanded into the Wislow area and the lake at Wislow, and getting information on that. And the improvement we saw last year out there is important, and I hope, I don't know if that's included once again in Evolutionary's work, but I hope it is. And I would just say that if the city, when it gets this proposal, that they'd look to support it. I think it's very important. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Anyone else on the Zoom phone?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Next item is a public comment on agenda items. This time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda if they don't want to wait until the item comes up for a regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, use your microphone, and state your name. Everyone gets 3 minutes. Does anyone wish to speak on agenda items? Okay. City clerk, do we have anyone on Zoom or phone?
No, sir.
Thank you. Our next item is 11, item 11, public hearing. Members of the public may testify about any item set for public hearing. There's a 3-minute time limit per person. There's one item set for public hearing this evening, which is ordinance 2022-06, creating a budget amendment number 4 to the FY 2022 budget, recognizing ARPA grant revenue of $897,566.36, increasing the ARPA expenditure budget by $97,566.36, and the water capital projects budget at $800,000, increasing the general fund operating budget by $50,539, increasing the electric operating budget by $1,100,000, and decreasing the budget for the McCushion project by $1,850,000. The public hearing is now open. Does anyone wish to speak? No. Anyone on the phone or Zoom?
No, sir.
This public hearing is now closed. Moving right along, man. Item number 12. We are now in a regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on a regular agenda must sign up with the city clerk. 3-minute time limit per person. The first item is the second reading of Ordinance 2020-206, creating a budget amendment number 4. This is the second reading of the ordinance. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the Ordinance 2020-206?
Move to adopt Ordinance number 2022-06.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Nicholson. I'll turn this over to the city manager for further discussion.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. This is the second time that Council has seen this item, and I hear there was no discussion during the first reading, and there has not been any changes between now and between then and now. So staff remains recommending approval.
Okay, thank you, City Clerk, City Manager. Let's see, council discussion. Are there any discussions on 2022-06? Hearing none. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir.
Well, restate the motion. For second reading of Ordinance 2020-206, creating a budget amendment number 4. A request for a roll call vote.
Certainly, sir. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
A roll call vote of 6-0. Ordinance 2020-206 has been approved. Our next item is Resolution 2022-19, authorizing the city manager to enter into agreement with BDO LLP for the 2022 FY 2024 audit services. May I have a motion to and a second to adopt Resolution 2022-19?
Move to approve Resolution 2022-19.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Coleman. Sorry. Okay, I'll turn this over to City Manager.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. KPMG, who has been the city's auditor for probably over a decade at this point, or just about, is no longer able to provide auditing services to the city. So earlier this year, I think in January, end of January, we issued an RFP and received two proposals. BDO was determined to be the most qualified of the two. This agreement has been developed in close consultation with our attorney. So staff recommends moving forward with this resolution and entering into the agreement with BDO.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the city manager? Councilman Rob?
This company is out of headquartered in Chicago, from what I understand.
Honestly, I'm not sure where they're headquartered, but they have a good presence in Anchorage, as well as resources throughout throughout the
organization. Because that was my next question, is if we had any other firms that were out of Anchorage that would provide the services.
Yeah. So. These folks are out of Anchorage that we'll likely be dealing most closely with, and they have a lot of clients that are throughout different municipalities throughout the state. So they were really solid.
They also, it's a global company. It's international.
So lots of depth. So important stuff. Yeah.
Councilman Coleman.
So KPMG does other work for us. Are they going to be able to provide those services? I know that we're doing some, wasn't it the, as we were looking at, sorry, our fiscal.
That's not KPMG.
Wasn't KPMG? No. Well, all right, no. Then I'll just, thank you for the clarification.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Luby.
Yeah, I was just curious, when you have different people coming in for bids, is there a reason we don't know who the other bidders are? You know, the other ones that put in the RFP?
No, just that this action item was focused on who the contract is with, and I can't remember who the other, Altman and Rogers.
Yeah. Okay, I was just curious of, you know, if there was a specific reason we didn't know who everybody was that put them in. So if, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Luby. Any more questions, comments for resolution 2022-19? Okay, hearing none. Motion to approve resolution 2022-19 authorizing the city manager to agree to BDO LLP for audit services. I request a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, sir. Ms. Luby?
A yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
On a vote of 6-0, resolution 2022-19 has been approved. Next item is the executive session. Item is executive session. A motion and second.
Make a motion to move into executive session to discuss the hiring of an interim city manager. A discussion of which matters that would tend to injure the reputation of a person.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Bell, seconded by Councilman Nicholson to go in the executive session. Roll call, please.
Coleman?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Luby?
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Vote 6-0, new year has been approved. We'll go into executive session at 6:38. Give us a few minutes and we'll be back. We're out of executive session at 7:30 p.m. with a directive. While in regular session, a directive set up telephone conference with interim candidate Chris Laddick for tomorrow, approximately 10 a.m. with the mayor, city manager, and assistant city manager to discuss the meeting upcoming on Thursday at 6 p.m.
So is someone going to make that motion?
I made that motion. I second it.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Tungle.
His directives have to have a motion and second and a vote, just like any other motion. Yeah.
Roll call.
All right, Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Okay, on roll call vote, 6-0 in favor of directive. It has been approved. There being no further business, we are adjourned.
Just for the record, adjournment at 7:35.
35, close enough.